Beautiful Saturday morning. Be a good day to go out and play golf, right?
Well, hopefully some of the kids go out this afternoon and play and get better.
Can we talk a little bit about how the Bulldogs season's going with the golf program?
We're doing okay. We've had two invitationals. We finished fourth out of ninth at our invitational here at Frankfort, and we finished fourth out of 10 teams up in Caston at Pondview a couple weeks ago. I think individually we're 5-3 or 5-4, something like that. But, you know, game of golf, hope you get better every day.
So the Bulldogs' home course is here in Frankfort?
Yeah, it's Frankfort Commons.
Frankfort Commons, okay. Can you talk a little bit about some kids you got out this year, starting with your seniors and how they're doing?
I have no seniors.
No seniors.
Got one junior, Max Adair. Got five sophomores. All got a little bit of talent. Camden Price, Gavin Walters are two of my juniors. Got a couple freshmen. Parker Price, he's got playing a little bit better. Nick Eads, he's a sophomore. He had his best round of the day yesterday. He shot 50 yesterday. Then I've got Cole Amos. He's also a sophomore. We're young and we're learning. I mean, the game of golf, you gotta figure out when you hit a bad shot how to get over the bad shot and hit a good shot.
Right. And then you're going to a lot of different challenging courses around. Can you talk about some of the courses you've been to that challenge some of these kids?
Well, Deer Track tore them up the other night because most kids see danger and they shy away from danger, so they hit it the opposite way, and then the opposite way is no better than the danger.
Right.
So when they're at Frankfort, they feel comfortable because they played it enough, but when they go other places, they see the issues at hand, and it gets in their head.
Which I'm sure the Commons is probably a little flatter, and maybe...
But they know where the trouble is.
Gotcha. Just been around the course that many more times.
Yeah, they know where their lines are. You know, they know, you know, I'm going to hit it down the left side here, and they don't see the water over on the right as much as they do when they go to a different course.
Golf's a very, you know, mental game. You got to have the mindset and to put things after a bad shot out of your mind. And how do you coach that into a young guy?
It's not like any other sport. You can't, like in basketball, if you make a bad play on the offensive end, you can go down and play good defense. And this year, you got to forget about the shot, go to the next shot, try to
keep moving on.
Try to keep moving on. Like I tell them, you can hit three great shots and make bogey, or you could hit one unbelievable shot and make a par.
Yep.
So you got to keep on going.
Now, do these kids do much outside of the school season? You guys start here. Indiana weather is very challenging in April to play golf, that's for sure. And you guys are trying to do it in the afternoon after school, and cold evenings and windy. I think that's the toughest part of it. But can you talk a little bit about, you know, getting through that mindset and playing through those conditions?
Well, I've had probably 3 days this year where I canceled practice because it was snowing, and I got a call from the Jesse Casey down at the Commons. He goes, you know, you got kids out here playing in the snow.
Wow.
So if they're out playing in that kind of weather, they're wanting to get better.
That's good. Do some of these kids, do they play year round for you?
There was three of them that I seen out there all summer. I play a lot of golf, and I got a feeling there's probably going to be eight of them out there this summer playing a lot of golf. So
can you talk about some of the teams you guys have faced this year and some of those matchups?
Probably the best team we played all year was Southmont. I think they shot 162 or something like that. Then all the rest of the teams are about our caliber. They're going to shoot in between 175 and 200, somewhere in that vicinity.
And a kid to shoot like under a 40 is a pretty good golfer. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Not nowadays.
Okay.
Or not, let me say, not in this area. Now, you get down around Zionsville and some of those places like that, you know, those kids are shooting. They got four or five kids shooting that score.
Clinton Central is part of the Hoosier Heartland Conference. And do you guys have a match against everybody, and then you have some kind of tourney, or how's that work out?
We've got the conference tournament here in a couple weeks. It's out at Rossville this year, out at Angel Hill. Then we got the county meet here, I think in 10 or 11 days. It's out at Deer Track.
Okay.
So we'll have four teams in the county. Then everybody will be out at Angel Hill, I think, on the 20th. I'm not for sure the date, but it's on a Saturday.
And then you move into sectional, I suppose, with bigger schools?
Sectionals is over at Coyote Crossing with all the Lafayette schools. You'll have to probably shoot 350 to get out of the sectional. Probably 85 as an individual. So.
And when you guys are playing these matches, the course is still open and they kind of shift around, and regular golfers are out there just competing as well. And can you talk a little bit of how that works?
Well, hopefully we've got good arrangements where we get to start on three or four holes and we try to shoot all the other players on the other side. Usually it's not a hassle unless we've got Frankfurt plays down here too, unless Frankfurt's got a match or one of the junior high's got a match. But most of the time it goes pretty smoothly.
How do you manage that as a golf coach, getting around the course, keeping up with everybody?
They give me a golf cart.
Okay. You're not running around.
I'm not running around. We get a golf cart. We go. I try to stay. I got some kids that don't like to hit in front of me or play in front of me, so I try to stay away from them as much as I can. And some kids don't mind me being around. You just kind of get a feel for the ones that you make nervous and the ones you don't make nervous.
For people that's never been to a high school golf match, is there in a basketball or football game, you got officials? Is there anything like that in high school golf?
Nope. Golf, you're supposed to call penalties on yourself if you make a penalty.
And they usually match up a golfer with the other team, or how's that work out?
Usually we'll play number ones, we'll play each other. Number twos, we'll play each other. If it's a three-way meet, we may be in threesomes, but usually we're in foursomes.
And then the total score, I think it's what, your top four?
Top four out of five.
And you put five on the card,
yeah.
Compete as a team,
yeah.
And then those top four,
yeah.
Is who?
Low four scores.
The low, yeah. You don't. The high score doesn't win in golf, right?
High score don't win.
It'd be nice if it did someday.
That is true. That is true.
So coming up here, you highlighted a few matches. Who else on the Bulldog program? Maybe some, not the conference, anything like that. Some schools coming up here. You got looking forward to competing against.
We got Tri-Central this week. Then next week we got Rossville and Sheridan coming.
Tri-Central, where do they have their home course?
I do believe they're playing at Tipton now. I think they're playing at Tipton. They used to play at Chippendale, but I think they moved their team to Tipton, which is probably a little bit closer to Tri-Central than what Chippendale was. But
where does Sheridan have a home course?
Sheridan plays out at Cool Lake.
At Cool Lake, and that's where Western Boone plays, I believe, right?
It is Western Boone's home course, too.
Well, you get to see a lot of cool places around the, interesting courses, I assume. You've been doing this for a long time?
I coached up at Carroll for 3 years, took a sabbatical from it. Clinton Central got a hold of me. Their kids get to drive back and forth to practice. That was my qualm up at Carroll. I had to go pick them up, take them to the golf course, take them back to Carroll High School.
Right.
This way I can meet them down there. I get rid of them at 5:45, and then I can go home.
Right. Didn't have to completely disrupt your whole day.
Don't have to drive the bus.
I'm sure a high school golf coach is not the highest paid job in the state of Indiana.
No, not at all.
You got to do it because you love it.
Yeah. Well,
you love the game.
And just like Jim, we ran a free junior clinic a couple of years ago. We had 100 kids out of Clinton County down here at Frankfurt Commons it was an hour and a half session. Hopefully we're going to get to do that again this year.
And golf's one of these high school sports that you can, when you hang up the football cleats, you hang them up. You never get to, bang heads with a guy again. But golf lasts forever.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody. Try to tell parents, get your kids involved in golf because you can play with your grandpa, you can play with your dad, you can play with your brother. And you can play till you're 80 years old.
Right.
Or longer. So.
And if you're a business guy, a lot of business is done right on the golf course.
Some of the biggest deals ever has been done on the golf course.
That's exactly right. Hey, we got a few more minutes here. Do you got anything you really want to, get across about the Bulldog golf program? And
no. Well, they've got a pretty good junior high program. They've got
thanks for bringing that up.
About 10 kids out right now. boys and girls. Their junior high program is boys and girls. Of course, we could always use more. And you never know when your niche, you know. Like, I've had a kid that hasn't really broke 70 all year long in nine holes, and last night he shot a 50. So
that's good.
I mean, you can teach kids how to play this game. I mean, you know, you've been a football coach and everything like that. If the talent's not there, it's hard to teach them how to play football, basketball, any other sport. But golf is something that they can learn on their own. They can get better on their own. They ought to learn a few things like sportsmanship and courtesy and honesty, which is a big part of it anymore.
And I'm guessing, you know, coaching kids and even youth girls basketball, kids nowadays don't know the sports as well as probably when we grew up, you know, where you watched a lot of things coming in, so you really understood the game getting there. I'm guessing golf may even be more difficult, not knowing anything coming in. You got to teach them every bit of it.
Well, and I'm sure Jim will say the same thing. You got to get them started with the correct grip, correct posture. I mean, and all that just goes is just repetition. It's muscle memory. It's like a bowler or a tennis player. The longer you do it, your muscles are going to remember what to do.
I think the whole Bulldog program out there, as I've interviewed all the coaches all winter and spring, it's a constant effort by everyone to work together in the building to get more kids out and playing sports. And sounds like, you know, the spring sport for golf and with junior high, that's continuing with Clinton Central.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully we get some kids out here for this program out at Frankfort Commons. I haven't got a excuse me, I haven't got a date yet, but we'll do it for 2 days. I mean, an hour and a half sessions. It's free. We had all the county coaches a couple years ago come participate, and I've got a friend of mine, Larry Gosworth, who's a PGA golf pro. We put it on. They gave us water, everything, gave us the range, the putting green, chipping green. Hopefully we'll get some more young kids started at the early age of 6, 7, 8, and 9. That's when we got to get them started.
And this junior high program, are they competing on matches, or are they just doing some kind of learning program?
I think they've had 2 matches so far, but they're down there every night hitting balls, chipping and putting. They bring them down for about an hour and a half every night.
And that's a commitment on the parents there, because they've got to bring those kids. They don't have their license or anything like that.
The junior high program, they've got guys that drive the bus down. So the kids get out of school, they bring them down, and they take them back to the
high
school.
That's nice. That's nice. Anything else you want to talk about before we go? Is any way anybody can help you guys out on continuing making the program better?
Just need players.
Okay.
Need competition. When you got competition, the players get better.
And most of your matches are right after school, and that's when you play?
Yeah.
Or Saturday mornings?
We usually try to start at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, good luck to the Bulldog program. Thanks for coming in and speaking with us on Inside the Huddle this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me.